Well, the red ones, I guess.
Okay. What is it? Frog that lives on dry land all the time. Do you have any certain name for him?
Toad frog.
Okay.
Toad frog.
What about an animal that lives in the water that's got a shell on his back? And, he moves real slow when he gets out of the land. You snap your fingers. Okay. If he doesn't ever live in the water, if he lives on land all the time, do you call him anything special? Call him a gopher or a terrapin or anything?
Dry land terrapin.
Terrapin, I guess what you call it.
Okay. What about crawdads? Do they have any crawfish or crawdads up here? Okay. What is it that sometimes will get in your wool clothes and eat holes in them in the wintertime, in the summertime when you've got them stored? Some people call them moths.
Moths, definitely. Moths, you
know. Okay. What about at night, sometimes in the summertime when you might leave the door open or something and a bug goes, kind of like a moth comes and flies around the light, what do you call him? Is he a moth or a candle fly?
You can call him candle fly.
That's what I think I call him too. What about a bug that lights up at night when he flies around?
Lightning bug.
Yeah, and all the kids always catch him and put him in jars.
That's right.
Yeah, play with them. Do you ever hear anybody talk about a bug called a snake doctor or a...
We see that sometimes.
What is that?
Well, it's some kind of little, kind of fly kind of like, looking like it is. Just got a little long bill and wing that's dipped in here
What about different kind of animals, different kind of bugs like that that'll sting you? What kinds do you have around here?
Well, we have wasps around here and bees. You know, just call them bumblebees.
Okay. What about hornets? Do you have any hornets?
Yeah, that's a thing too.
Yeah. I never seen it in my house in a long time.
They used to build their nest down in the ground, didn't they?
Yeah, it has a nest. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
These are called yellow jackets.
What? Oh, I don't know.
Yellow jackets, man, where you build a fire and don't ever go. And they come back.
What, you try to smoke them out?
Yeah. After they went down and down.
Now, I'll tell you what, that's the kind that's hard to get rid of if they get in a hedge or get down in the ground. My grandfather was clipping the hedge one time and didn't know there was a nest full of those things in there. And they got all over it.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a barn or in a shed or a shop or something, you get these... They look kind of like wasps, but they build nests out of mud. What do you call them? I don't think they'll sting you. Some people call them dirt bombers.
Yeah, that's what they are. Double down. I call them them too.
Yeah.
They die.
Are the mosquitoes bad up in this part of the country in the summertime?
No, not much.
Not too bad, but occasionally they get bad once in a while. It wasn't so
bad
this
time of
summer.
They're not as bad now as they used to be?
No. I don't think I smoked none last fall last summer, man. I used to just, used to put out a can and put old shoes or something in it, make a smoke and set out there and keep them away.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't.